On today's show, the EPA plans to update NOx emissions for heavy-duty trucks. Aston Martin shows off its first-ever SUV, and BMW is ramping up the use of 3D-printed components in its production vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. NOx emissions from big trucks dropped 40% between 2007 and 2017, but it's estimated that they'll still account for a third of all transportation-related NOx emissions in the U.S. by 2025. That's why the EPA announced it's planning to update emission regulations for heavy-duty trucks, which were last revised in 2001. The agency didn't offer many details, but it did say it's looking at some of the regulatory requirements that it says can be, quote, overly complex and costly. But it believes updating test procedures and new technology will be more effective in making sure the vehicles comply with standards during real-world driving. However, it's going to be a while before we see the proposed rules, which are expected to be revealed in early 2020. And in related news, the EPA revealed California has offered a counter-proposal to the Trump administration over fuel economy regulations for light-duty vehicles. However, Bloomberg reports that the agency didn't reveal any details of the state's proposal. The Trump administration has threatened to revoke California's ability to set its own standards, and it's proposing to freeze fuel economy standards at a fleet average of 37 mpg starting in 2020, which California is dead set against. Automakers just want to see a nationwide standard instead of having to meet separate regulations in different states. Well, here's one Chinese automaker that isn't deterred by Trump's import tariffs. Reuters reports that Zayi Automobiles plans to start selling its SUVs in the U.S. in 2020. It's setting up a sales and distribution network in California and plans to sell vehicles through franchise dealers. Ford is partnered with Zayi in China, but it doesn't have any involvement in the company's plans to sell in the U.S. Still to come, Chevy makes the Colorado ZR2 even more off-road capable.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Aston Martin's first-ever SUV, officially confirmed as the DBX, is moving out of simulation and into the real world. That includes two areas you probably never expected to hear Aston testing in, off-road and towing capability. When it comes to styling, I feel like I see a little bit of Jaguar in there. But the front end is unmistakably Aston, and the back? Well, the back is something completely different. The rear liftgate juts out, creating a bit of a spoiler, which also pushes high up into the back glass. And the C-pillar, I'm not even sure you can call it a C-pillar, because it's so large. It almost looks more like a sail panel. We'll get to make a more detailed assessment when the DBX makes its debut late next year. But in the meantime, we'd love to know what you think of the prototype. Chevrolet is giving customers the ability to make their Colorado ZR2 even more off-road capable. There are 15 new factory race components available through select GM dealerships. Some of the upgrades include a 1-inch suspension lift, a 1.5-inch body lift, new front and rear long-travel dampers from Multimatic, front and rear jounce shocks, as well as reinforced steel drive shafts, half shafts, and tie rods. The parts go on sale between now and early 2019, but those interested should know that installing these parts will void the warranty of any other part they come into direct contact with. So that's things like differentials, the transfer case, and transmission. And be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Joining us is Christian Spencer from Nissan to talk all about the new Altima. So if you have any questions about that vehicle, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv, or just hit us up on social media. Look for those links below. Coming up next, BMW is using more and more 3D printed parts in its cars.
ExxonMobil's advanced air barrier technology can help keep tires inflated longer and save 1 billion gallons of fuel per year. Watch the full video at ButylRubber.com. Strength from the inside out.
Last year, Ford teamed up with Domino's to explore delivering pizzas to customers with autonomous vehicles. And now the company is collaborating with Walmart and Postmates to create a service to deliver groceries or other goods to customers with self-driving cars. It's launching a pilot program in the Miami area, which will use human drivers at first. Like with the Domino's experiment, the companies are doing the test to learn how customers will interact with autonomous vehicles delivering goods to them. BMW is ramping up the use of 3D printed components in its production vehicles. Over the last decade, it's produced a million parts using additive manufacturing. This year, the company expects to make 200,000 components, which is up 42% from last year. While they're mostly small parts, like this window guide rail in the i8, the 3D components do provide some benefits. For customers, it allows them more personalization, and for BMW, it allows it to develop parts more quickly and, in some cases, make them lighter and stronger. Say, did you know that Autoline has an Instagram account? We hope you have one too! Because to wrap up today's show, we want to test your automotive knowledge. Can you identify the make and model of this vehicle? Go to @AutolineNetwork on Instagram and tap on this post. Then leave a comment with your guess. We'll announce who got it right on Friday's Autoline Daily. And good luck. Thanks for watching today's episode, and please join us again tomorrow.